Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production.
Now available on Apple Podcasts,
Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
Hello?
Shut your pie hole.
My big Demi energy stance. It is the middle of the week, and the past week has been not very eventful for me, but there have been some highlights. Did you guys see me on the WWE? I mean, how cool was that? It was always a dream of mine to be on the WWE. Even in my ABC bio, it says that I love the WWE. I used to watch a lot more than I do now because now I'm just so busy. It's hard for me to keep up. But I never imagined I would actually be on it. And I was on 2 weeks in a row. I mean, how cool is that? WWE is amazing. And if you've never watched it before, you should totally get into it because it is actually really, really amazing, and it will give me the chills, and it will make me cry, the storylines, and yeah, it's so fascinating, and these people are doing an amazing job, and they work really hard at it, and wrestling looks really, really, really intimidating. I mean, I always wanted to be a WWE superstar, and I still do, but man, is it crazy watching them in real life versus on TV? Like, those people are out there working hard, and it's like so much skill is involved, and it gives me the chills even thinking about it. These people are so talented, and it's very entertaining, and I was just so proud that I actually got to be on it, and I hope I get to go back soon. That would be cool. What if I was a WWE superstar? What if I was a wrestler, guys? Can we see that? My little shrimp ass? It would be amazing. It'd take a lot of training. So I did that. And also, I went and got tooth gems glued onto my teeth. So now it feels like I have braces, which I've never had before. And they're driving my mouth crazy, but they look really cool, I think. But I probably just look like a dipshit. But you know what? I like them a lot. Makes my smile have a little extra something, you know? Well, here's the real reason, like, I got them. I have piercings. Like, I like getting piercings because I'm too scared to get a tattoo because I feel like I would regret it. So I get things that I can take out or take off if I ever wanted to. So I was feeling impulsive, and I was like, you know what? F*** it. Let's get some tooth gems. And, yeah, I love them. The biggest thing ever happened this week. Big Brother started. I think it was last Sunday or something. Oh, God, I don't know. But I am a huge Big Brother fan. I'm a super fan. I would deem myself a super fan. I've seen every season, I think, except for the first one. And I'm obsessed with Big Brother. If you've never watched Big Brother, you need to check it out. A lot of people are like, oh, yeah, I've heard of that. But no. Watch it. It's one of the best TV shows, best competition shows ever. It's so entertaining. It's about competing in competitions that aren't just physical. They're mental competitions, too. It's about creating alliances with people in the house. It's about backstabbing those alliances whenever you need to. It's just, it's an incredible show. And You'll love it. Also, the cool part about Big Brother is that there's live feeds. So you have the shows that they air on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. And then you also, at any time, there's 24/7 feeds, live feeds of the contestants in the house. So you can see what they're doing at any given time. Sometimes the live feeds are down if they're like filming something for the show. But other than that, you can watch these contestants and see what those little f***ers are doing all day long and see who they really are and, like, not just the edit of the show, but actually see who they are. And it's incredible. And I can't get off these live feeds. But speaking of Big Brother, my guest today, I'm so excited for. Her name is Angela, and she is from Big Brother 20. She is dating this guy named Tyler. And Tyler is on the current season of Big Brother because it's an all-star season. So Tyler is on the season now. She's back, or she's in Miami right now, taking a little vacay, trying to distract herself because they're inseparable and now they're separated. But not only was she a contestant on Big Brother 20, her list of accolades include level 10 gymnast, fitness model, entrepreneur, business owner, professional pole vaulter, 2012 Olympic team trials competitor, best-selling author, and now vegan chef. Basically, she's more successful than I will ever be. No, she's really inspiring. But I'm really excited to chat with her and chat about this season of Big Brother and chat about her veganism and all that stuff. So let's welcome Angela. Hi, Angela. Thank you so much for being here today. This is so exciting for me and a perfect time to be doing this because Big Brother is back, finally.
All Stars, season 22. I cannot believe it.
I know, me either. And your boyfriend is on.
I know. It's so crazy seeing him back in that house. It feels like I'm dreaming. Like when I see him in the house, I'm like, wait, this doesn't make sense to me.
Oh my gosh. I love him so much. Like on y'all's season, I was heartbroken whenever y'all got together, but then I started falling in love with it. But yeah, you're lucky. He's amazing. But
I love your honesty.
Yeah. I'm like, sorry if that was uncomfortable. But no, I love y'all together. You're like a power couple. It's so cute. And you both did so good at the game. I want to ask you before we get into Big Brother talk, just like a quick little thing about relationships, because I love watching y'all's relationship because you guys seem like so perfect for each other and like you're inseparable. And so I wanted to know, like, do you guys disagree on things or like how do you handle disagreements?
Honestly, we never fight. I think the first real like heated discussions we've ever gotten into was when we were deciding whether to do Big Brother or not. And it was, we would go back and forth like weekly, like this is a good idea. This is not a good idea. This is a good idea. We would see eye to eye and then we wouldn't see eye to eye and then we would see eye to eye and then we wouldn't. So there was a lot of heated discussions. We never really argue. Like when we talk things out, it's sometimes gets very emotional, but we never argue. We never yell at each other. I don't know. I feel like I can't get mad at him because he can do no wrong in my eyes. So like, I can't get mad, you know?
That's so cute. So what do you mean whenever you guys were deciding to do Big Brother, like, did they call you both back?
No, when I say we, I just say because everything that we do is basically together. Like if I'm running the business on the outside, he's doing Big Brother on the inside. You know, it's like, we're working together in this opportunity, whether we're both in the house or one of us is and one of us isn't. So when I say we, I'm just referring to us as one person because I feel like we are one person because we're attached to the hip. I wasn't asked, which is totally okay with me. I think Tyler is a true all-star. I wouldn't classify myself as an all-star. Yes. Even though I think I did well. But I think Tyler is the all-star between the two of us.
I remember whenever it was the finale and I was in the Bachelor Mansion. So I had no phone, no TV, no anything. And I'd been watching like the whole season. And I like found a producer and I was like, please tell me like who won the season. I need to know what happened at the finale. And they were like, oh, it says Casey won. And I was like, no. And then they were like, I was like, who was America's favorite player? And they were like, Tyler. And I was like, yes. I always almost feel like sometimes that's better because it's like you get to know like everyone was rooting for you.
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah. And it seems like everyone's really like pulling for him again this time, which, like, it makes my heart so happy to see, because there's so many amazing players on this season that you just, like, don't know who people are going to gravitate to. And from what I've seen so far, people have just been so supportive of Tyler and have been, like, reaching out to me, like, I'm rooting for Tyler, like, hardcore this year. And I'm like, oh my God, thank you so much. Like, love that.
I love that too. Yeah, he seems like he's playing it a little, like, we haven't seen as much of him yet because of the whole, Kesar and Janelle and Cody drama and stuff like that. So, like, I'm wanting some more Tyler. But I have been watching the live feeds a little bit. And if not, I, like, keep up with them on Twitter. Have you been watching the live feeds?
I have not been watching the live feeds. I actually told Tyler before he went into the house that I wasn't going to watch them because, one, I think it's unfair that I can watch him 24/7 and he can't watch me. So I want to even the playing field. I want to be on the same page as him when he gets out. I want to miss him as much as he misses me. So I'm not watching live feeds for that reason. And also because I have to run both of our company, the cookbook, and all of our social media. I have to do all of that on my own. And so if I start watching those live feeds, I know I will never turn them off and I will never get anything done. So I told myself not doing the live feeds this year, but everybody tags me on Instagram and all these clips. So I basically see everything I need to see. But it's like a very filtered version. So I get to see, I see everything Tyler's up to during the day, but I don't see all the other stuff. So, which is okay with me.
Yeah, it's a lot of like filler stuff anyway. That's like not important. But yeah, there has been like some juicy stuff on there.
Really? Oh, I need to know.
Well, I can't even remember. I just was like reading through like this Twitter account that has, they literally update every single thing that happens on the live feeds. I mean, I don't know why they're doing this because I mean, are they getting paid? Because they're doing a thorough job. But I know that you're obviously rooting for Tyler, but who else do you like from this season? And also, like, have you always watched Big Brother? What's your history with it?
I wasn't a super fan, but I always, like, was very aware of the show. I knew the show. I'd seen a couple seasons. I would watch it when it would come on the TV. And my parents watched it when I was, like, little. Like, I remember doing my homework when I was, like, 10 years old, and they were, like, in there watching Big Brother, and I was, like, trying to see what was going on. So I've always, like, watched it, but I've never been, like, a Tyler Crispin super fan. But after you go on the show, you become like a major super fan. So I am now.
Oh, yeah. So who do you like besides Tyler this season? Like, who are you rooting for? Who do you want him to work with?
I really love Janelle. I think she's just a boss ass bitch. And I love her. And even if she turns on Tyler and wants to get Tyler out, I'm still going to love her. Like it has nothing to do with game. I just think she's an amazing person on the outside. And so I will always be a Janelle fan forever. But to be honest, I like every person that's in the house. I think everyone's like a really cool person. I think they picked a really great cast. And there's so many good people in the house that I would want to root for. It's just kind of like who Tyler decides to align with is kind of like who I'm going to gravitate to. I would love to see him work with Cody, though. I think that would be a really cool alliance.
I see. I'm so anti-Cody right now because he's trying to go after Kesar and Janelle, and I need them to stay in it the whole time. I'm obsessed with Janelle. I would let her step on my throat. Like, she was like you both were comp beasts, you know? Like,
you know, did you see her in her star outfit with her Louboutins on, like, kicked up?
Yes.
Queen!
I was like, I want to be you.
I was just like, bow down.
I don't even think I could talk to her. I think I'd be way too intimidated.
Yeah, she's got that, like, intimidation factor for sure. I'm surprised Tyler can talk to her because he can get kind of, like, a little shy around, like, very, like, big personality, like, women. I've noticed that.
He's probably just faking it till he makes it, you know?
Right.
Yeah, she's incredible. I can't wait to see her more.
I know. Me too. I hope she wins HOH soon.
I need her.
I'd love to see her win HOH next week and really just like draw some lines. Because I feel like they haven't done anything in the season yet where like they have separated the house like they did in our season. Like our season, very early on, we had a competition that just divided the house into two sides pretty much. And I feel like it makes it easier as a viewer to be able to follow the season, to keep track of who's with who's, who's working with who doesn't like this person, who doesn't like this person. I just feel like it's easier to follow as a viewer. And I think that's one of the reasons our season was so successful is because it was just so straightforward.
Yeah, it is weird. Like, you can't tell who's in an alliance and everybody, because it's all stars. So they all know how to, like, they're all playing a game and they have all the same strategies. I think that it was really, really evident of how good of players Janelle and Kesar are because they immediately called Cody's bluff. So I don't think Cody's a very good player. I think he's probably going to get out soon. The only thing he can rely on is his competition, like his competing, because I don't know. He's not all there with like the strategy because, I mean, he just basically, you know, season 18, he was safe. He had his buddy who ended up winning.
Right.
So I don't know. I mean, it'll be interesting to watch that. Who do you want to be evicted this week?
Well, no one, but I think Keisha is going to go home.
I know. It makes me sad. I remember watching her season and I loved her so much.
But one reason why I don't want Cody to go home yet, I meant to say this early, but I think he's a really great shield for Tyler because Tyler and him are like the young guys that are going to be really good at the competitions. And I think while Cody's in the house, other players are going to target Cody before Tyler. So I want Cody to stay there and kind of be like that one level of a shield around him. He's got just like that one person that's between him and him being the next person that's up.
I agree with that. I definitely don't want Tyler to go.
I know.
So yeah, we need to use Cody as a shield here.
Yeah.
I was reading, do you, I don't know if you like this person or not, but you know Evil Dick?
Yeah. He's crazy.
He is. But I was looking at his Twitter because he like says stuff about Big Brother and I just like to read all about it, like all about Big Brother on every platform. And he like tweeted something like he doesn't think that anyone's going to actually go home. He thinks that they're going to keep him sequestered and like have like a competition for like somebody to get back in the house. Do you think that's possible?
I was actually reading over the fine details and I think that might be true.
I really hope
fully prepared for it. I mean, like, think about Survivor. Did you watch last season of Survivor?
I did not watch the last season of Survivor, no. I haven't watched it in maybe a couple years, actually. I used to watch it a lot, but
we're huge Survivor fans, too. The last season was also a winner season. And so, you know, they're paying the winners, you know, X amount to play the game. It's like, why would they let them go home? You know, like, why not keep them as long and, like, get more bang for their buck? You know, it makes sense. Like, on a production level, it makes perfect sense. And so this last season of Survivor, they were all on the island on, there's an island that they go to. I'm blanking right now.
Is it Redemption Island?
I don't know. I just blank, but there's an island that you go to get back into the game. And they were all there pretty much the whole time.
Wow. Well, so with Big Brother, they're getting paid. They don't get paid daily. They just get like a flat rate. Oh, that's nice. And see, in Paradise, you got paid daily. So I was like, I got to stay here for as long as possible.
Yeah. But I mean, I feel like they're all in there to like win it. So.
Yeah. And also, it's going to be hard to send home competitors that people are looking forward to watching. Because if they're gone, then it's like, okay, some people aren't going to be as interested anymore. Like if Janelle goes home anytime soon, like.
I'll be so disappointed. So disappointing.
Oh, it would kill me. She's so good. I've tried to make it a point to switch to more natural products, specifically my deodorant. I've tried several that don't have aluminum, but I finally found one that works so well for me and the other people I know that use it. I use Native. It doesn't just block odor better, it's made better. It's vegan and made with ingredients like coconut oil and shea butter. Aluminum forms a plug in your sweat glands to keep you from sweating. Yuck. That's why Native never uses ingredients like aluminum, parabens, sulfates, or talc. I have tried other aluminum-free deodorants in the past, and they just didn't work for me. Native is amazing, and I don't have to sacrifice odor protection. It keeps these pits feeling fresh all day long. They have over 10 scents and rotating seasonals, so there's a scent out there for everyone. Their most popular classic scents are coconut and vanilla, lavender and rose, cucumber and mint, and citrus and herbal. My favorite is the coconut and vanilla. It smells so sweet and delicious. I was with Hannah and Dylan, and I forgot my deodorant, so I used Dylan's. Sorry, Dylan. And I was so excited to see he was using Native, too. I was out in the hot summer heat every day, and I seriously never had a BO scare. Native is risk-free to try. Every product comes with free shipping within the U.S. Plus, free 30-day returns and exchanges, so you can try some out and find your perfect scent. See why so many people love Native and check out their over 14,000 five-star reviews. It's seriously amazing. They also have the native newsletter that includes updates, so I always know about rotating scents to try. Do what I did and make the switch to Native today by going to nativedo.com/Demi or use promo code Demi at checkout and get 20% off your first order. That's nativedo.com/Demi or use promo code Demi at checkout for 20% off your first order. What do you think about Dani?
I think she needs to tone it down a little bit. I think she's kind of a little too big for her britches right now. I think she needs to kind of lay low a little bit more. I think she said some things that have been offensive to other people, and she needs to chill out.
Really? Like what?
I don't want to repeat the stuff that she said, but Haley has told me, I'm in Miami with Haley, so she fills me in on all the details, and she was like, Dani has said some stuff that I don't know about.
Uh-oh, I have to look into that. I'm just so nosy. That's fun that you're with Haley right now in Miami.
I know. We're doing a little girls' weekend. She's like my distraction from not being with Tyler. She's my stand-in boyfriend. That's what I call her.
Oh, I love that. I love Haley. She was like one of my favorites too. I loved your season, honestly. It was just such a good one.
Yeah. You kind of remind me of Haley a little bit, to be honest.
Oh, really? Why?
I don't know. Just like your demeanor. It's a good thing.
I love it. I am flattered. I couldn't think of the word. Okay, I need to know this tea that's going on about Nicole, because I know Nicole and I really like her, and now I see everywhere on the internet everyone hates her and there's like something that happened and I don't know what it is.
You know, I haven't really gotten to the bottom of it either. I've just heard rumors, but from what I can tell, I think it's been blown way out of proportion. But there's been some other people that have said stuff to me that was negative, and I don't really know what to believe. I kind of want to keep an open mind before I like make judgments, because I don't judge people based off of rumors. And so I really want to figure out what's actually going on with her, because I've always had such a like positive image. Like she's always had such a, I always looked at her in such a positive way. She's always been like a really great person, nice person, sweetheart. So I don't really know what the deal is with Nicole.
Yeah, she's definitely a sweetheart. I really like her too. It just happened on the live feeds a few minutes ago. Maybe it was a few hours. I'm not sure. But her and Tyler were talking, and she told Tyler that Janelle was the one that started the rumor.
Oh.
I'm like, don't you come for Janelle, Nicole. You cannot.
I cannot confirm that, and I have a hard time believing that, to be honest.
I think Janelle has better things to do.
Yeah, totally. She's got a family. She's got a massive career. Like, I don't think she's starting rumors.
God, she's better than anyone I know.
maybe this is part of Nicole's strategy, you know? Maybe she's trying to get Tyler to not like Janelle. Maybe it's strategy. You know, it's Big Brother. People do crazy things like that.
Yeah, you're so right, because I know she's trying to be really strategic.
Yeah, so before we pass judgment, we will figure out the facts.
Yes, we will. I should call Victor and ask him. So whenever you were on Big Brother, I want to ask a few questions about it. Like, what was your favorite aspect of it? Obviously, like besides Tyler, like what was your favorite thing about it that you missed the most?
Honestly, I miss our cast. I feel like our cast just had this amazing dynamic. We just like fed off of each other. Like we laughed. I remember just laughing in the house so hard that my abs hurt. I remember almost peeing myself multiple times. We would just laugh, and people were in the house were just so funny. And it was just like just a lighthearted good time. And like I just miss like the little moments where like someone would crack a joke and we would all be like rolling on the floor. Like those are the moments that I miss the most.
I need a good deep belly laugh at least like 5 times a day to be happy. I love that.
Yes, we had some really, really funny people in our cast. And yeah. JC was running around like a little hellion all the time.
Oh my gosh.
It was a shit show, and just like the best shit show possible.
I was always really entertained by Sam just because she was such a character. I loved watching her, and I loved whenever she would get mean and she would like snap, and I was like, oh my gosh, yes.
Those are scary moments when she would start just like going around the house crazy. It was like everyone just wanted to hide from Sam. We're like, oh my God, she's going through it again.
Do you keep in touch with many of them besides Haley?
I'm cool with every single person in our cast, literally have nothing but love for everyone. But the only person I don't talk to is Sam. She kind of, after Big Brother, she kind of was like, I'm not going to do the whole social media thing. I'm going to do my own thing, distance myself. I've heard that she's good. Like, she's doing good. She's got a boyfriend. She's got a horse. But she's the only one that I don't, like, still talk to and keep up with. But everyone else, like, love. Like, I love Rockstar. She's amazing. People hate Rockstar, but, like, we're cool.
I love Rockstar. And that fight is one of the funniest moments I've ever seen. I can pull it up at any time. And I can't even stop laughing because I know that she was really upset, but it's just, you know, they've made memes out of it. And whenever she's like, I can't even, and Brett's like, then don't. And I'm just like, he's so full of shit. Like, it's crazy.
I know. I remember asking him, I was like, so did that really happen? I just wanted to see if he would lie to me. And he was like, yeah. I was like, oh, you're really selling it. Wow. You're so full of shit, Brett.
Was it so super awkward whenever that was going down?
Not really. It was kind of more just like entertaining. Yeah. We were all kind of just sitting back. Like I wanted like a bag of popcorn and just like sit there and just like watch this go down. It's so nice to like not be a part of fights in the Big Brother house. It's just so nice to just like sit back and like let people like create their targets and just like be entertained by it.
Yeah. You didn't really have any drama, huh?
You know, I really didn't. In real life, I don't have any drama. I literally am the most chill, laid-back person. I just, like, don't give a shit that much. And it takes a lot for me to, like, really get upset. And I think I could really easily differentiate between what was game and what was personal. And everything was always game for me. Like, I never said anything towards someone that was, like, even when I told Rachel she was irrelevant, which was really mean, which I should not have done. But I was saying she was irrelevant in the game. I would never tell someone that they were irrelevant in real life. Like, that is messed up. But in hindsight, I should have been a little bit less harsh. But, yeah, I think that's why I never really had much drama, was because everything was kind of just, like, game-related and nothing else really affected me.
Yeah, well, I don't even remember you saying that. I just remember, like, you being a comp beast. Like, honestly, I remember thinking, wow, this chick is badass. Like, I'm so impressed with you. What is your favorite competition participating in, or just one that you look forward to watching every year?
My favorite competition was this one where we had this ball, and we had to roll it down this, like, hallway kind of thing, and like these little things were trying to knock it off, and we had to make it into like a number. And then there's these ball pits that we would have to like jump in and like rummage through the ball pits and like find these numbers and stuff. And it was just so much fun to like just jump in the ball pits and just like roll around like a child again. And then like after the competition, we all like stood up on like the railing of the ball pit and like held hands and like jumped in together. It was just so fun. And I won that competition. So that definitely helps me like it more.
That one always looks so hard.
Yeah, it's all luck. You just got to, you know, let go of it and wish for the best.
Yeah, I remember watching that and I was like, oh my gosh, this looks so frustrating. But congrats on winning that one. It took some skill. Did you and Tyler, did you guys talk about what his strategy was going to be going in? Like, can you share that information with me?
Yeah. So his strategy, I think last time he kind of was affected like emotionally by being called a master manipulator, because he's such a like kind-hearted human. He didn't like having that title of like being very manipulative. And so this time he just wanted to go in and win competitions and just like work on his social game and just get on people's good side. He really didn't have a real strategy. Like, you know, he couldn't play dumb, obviously, this time. So, like, it's like, what else is there to do? Like, everybody knows you so well. Like, there's not a whole lot of, like, hiding anymore, because you're literally hiding in plain sight, because everybody knows everyone so well.
I know, that's a thing. They've all seen each other. I think that's interesting that he didn't like people saying that he was a manipulator, because I would have taken that as such a compliment, because that's the name of the game. Like, I was like, this boy is playing everyone in this house. I was like, he is so impressive. He's so good at this game, you know?
I didn't like it.
I get it if, like, people are being mean about it, like, and being, you know, all the negative comments can, like, get to you. I get that.
Yeah, and he's such a sweetheart. He has a heart of gold, so anything that's, like, I don't know, doesn't match that, I think it affects him a little bit.
Mm.
He's a softie. He said it on a live feed the other day, so I can repeat that.
I love that. Y'all are so cute. Is there anyone that you wish was on this season that's not?
You know, I haven't really thought of, there's so many rumors going around about who was going to be on, who wasn't going to be on. I think I would have liked to see some like really big personalities that are just like funny, just like really funny people that are just like outrageous. So I don't know. I would have loved to see Josh. Josh is always a good time. Like watching Josh in any time, he's always a very big and bold and in your face. And I feel like the season needs kind of like that Josh kind of person. But there's a lot of people in the past alumni cast that could have fit that like huge personality.
Yeah, I'm trying to think like who has that this season. Everyone's.
I would have loved to see Tommy in there.
Oh my gosh, yeah, I like Tommy.
Always just like doing stuff, just like dancing around or just like doing shit, just like making the live feeds a little more like active. He's always just like bopping around or like doing something, getting into something, you know? So I definitely would have loved to see Tommy. I love Tommy.
Yeah, I really enjoyed him on his season. They're saying like Nicole A, she's like out of the loop with the game, like she doesn't know what's going on because in the live feed she's like, I don't know, discussing alliances. Even they don't know what the alliances are, you know, like nobody knows what's going on, nobody even knows who they want to work with. And I'm just like, come on, Nicole, like trust your gut because I really like her.
Yeah, I love her too. And that's what she didn't do last season. She didn't trust her gut. She knew not to work with the showmance, and Cliff convinced her to do it. And she was like, I don't think this is a good idea. And then she was kicking herself, like, damn it, I should have trusted my gut.
Yep. Well, I hope that she can pull herself out of it. I don't even know who I would want her to work with. I guess I just want everyone to work with Janelle and Kesar that I like. Like we need Tyler, Janelle, Kesar, Nicole. I would be down.
I like everyone. I feel like everyone's, I don't know, I want everyone to work with everyone, but that doesn't work like that.
I know, and I wonder what's gonna happen. It's so crazy. And then like what are Davon and Bailey up to?
I don't know. I haven't really seen much of their live feed clips. I know they're working together, and I know Tyler and Bailey have kind of like, I think, smoothed things over so that, you know, neither one of them are really going after each other. So I love that, but I don't really know what their plans are. I haven't figured that one out.
It's all a mystery for right now. I love being in bed. I love having people in my bed. What's the number one thing people love about my bed? My sheets. And where are they from? Brooklinen, home of the internet's favorite sheets. Brooklinen sheets made my bed a new retreat. I got to make my bed cozier by having high-quality sheets at a low price. I love my safe haven I created with my products from Brooklinen. Brooklinen has a variety of sheets, colors, patterns, and materials for all your lounging needs. I personally love their linen sheets because I love sleeping airy and chic. If you get hot when you sleep, you should definitely try the linen sheets. They have a material for every level of comfort. And there's even more to love. They have big bedding bundles that include everything you need: one duvet cover, one core sheet set, and two extra pillowcases. A bang for your buck. Brooklinen sheets are the perfect place to start making your mornings great. Brooklinen is so confident in their product that all their bedding comes with a lifetime warranty. Get 10% off your first order and free shipping when you use promo code DEMI only at brooklinen.com. That's BROOKLINEN.com. Brooklinen, everything you need to live your most comfortable life. Who would be your ideal final two?
If I was in the house, or if Tyler is.
Like right now, Tyler in this season that's happening. Obviously, Tyler's one.
Yeah, obviously. I would say someone that Tyler can easily beat in jury votes. So whoever is least liked in the house, which that's a tough one.
I don't know who's least liked. Maybe David, because no one knows who he is.
I can see, yeah.
I want to see him compete. I need more David.
I know we didn't get enough David. I know that's a really tough one. That's a really tough one because everyone there is very, maybe Keisha, even though she's probably going to go home this week, she would probably be the easiest one to beat in a final two.
They're talking now, though, like all the live feed updates and stuff. They're talking about how they don't know if it is going to be Keisha going home because they have a bunch of people that are convinced it's going to be Kevin. So I think they're like actually divided in that. And so I don't know, that'll be interesting. Kevin is he's so sweet. Like, I feel so bad for him. He's like, you know, he's like, I feel like I'm awkward and all this stuff. And I'm like, listen, I like want to hold you and I want to tell you how amazing you are. But you got to play the game, baby. You got to play the game and you got to be a happy person that people like, because people like being around really happy people all the time. So it's like you got to fake it. And he like is so relatable with all of that, though. Like, I mean, I know I felt that way before and I hate that he's feeling that way.
I know, it's so sad. I felt so bad because he came to Cody and he was like poured his heart out to Cody, and then Cody put him on the block.
I know. My heart shattered. I was like, Cody, you can't.
I know.
But it was just an easy target for him, so he didn't piss off anyone else.
Yeah, it must be really hard being the first HOH.
Yeah. Wasn't Tyler?
What? Yeah, Tyler was the first one. But Tyler had it pretty easy because Sam was a robot the whole first part of the season. So, you know, no one really had a relationship with her. Very few people had like a bond with Sam. So it was an easy one. And then Steve, I don't know. I just feel like people target the old guy, which sucks.
Yeah. Where was Sam at whenever she was the robot?
You know, I don't know. I think what they did was they would take her into the diary room. Then she would leave through the diary room and go into another room on production's campus site, whatever. And like a little like holding room. That was like a very small kind of cubicle, bathroom, couch, table type deal, not much windows. And she would like do her little like robot video game and like move it around the house. I think it was pretty miserable, though. I really felt bad for Sam that first week.
That does sound miserable. I'd be so mad. I'm like, wow, I finally got into the Big Brother house and now I'm a robot in a different room. Like, no.
I would be so upset. And she really didn't know what she was getting herself into with Big Brother. She was one of the ones that was kind of like, yeah, this sounds fun. Don't really know what it is, but let's do it. And then, I mean, she ended up making it really far. She was fifth.
What were you? I can't remember.
I was fourth.
Who got you out?
Well, when I was HOH for the final four, JC won that last HOH competition. The only competition he won all season, he won that one when I couldn't play. And then he nominated me and Tyler. Then I went home because Casey won the veto.
Oh, veto. Unbelievable.
I know. It was like a photo finish, though. Like, I feel like our whole season, there's so many competitions that just came down to like the very last second that were just like you couldn't have planned it better. Like, if production was actually manipulating, like some people say CBS does, which they don't, they couldn't have made it more like on the edge of your seat for our season. I feel like there's so many competitions like that.
It was such a good season. I loved that one so much. And I will die saying that Tyler should have won. Makes me so mad.
I know. I agree too. But when people tell Tyler that, he's like, no, Casey should have won. I'm like, come on. Do you really think that? Or
at least he's humble. I wonder how it would have gone down if it was you and him in the final two.
I think I would have let him win. I think I would have stood up and said, I hate all of you. Go, you can all go F yourselves, vote for Tyler and sit down. And then they'd be like, oh, well, I kind of don't want to do what you said for me to do. So I might vote for you now. But either way, I thought about it before and I would have given it to him.
That's so sweet of you. I'm so selfish. I would have been like, oh no, I want to win.
No, I felt like he deserved a win. And so I would have given it to him.
Where are you guys at? Where do you guys live now? Didn't you move? Were you in California?
Yeah, we were living in Playa del Rey.
Okay.
And we were loving it, but it just didn't make sense for us to live in LA anymore because we weren't really doing the whole, like, I kind of quit modeling after Big Brother because it just didn't really make sense with my schedule. And so we were just like, there's really not a purpose for us to be spending X dollars in rent when we can get like a mortgage, you know, and start building an asset. And so we started looking around. We were thinking about moving to Florida at one point. And then this house popped up on Hilton Head that we like fell in love with. And we put an offer in and got it. And it was just like meant to be. And then we packed our shit up and moved back to the East Coast.
So where's Hilton Head? I don't really know.
So Hilton Head, it's South Carolina. It's like the coastline of South Carolina, right on the border between South Carolina and Georgia.
Okay, cool. I love your guys' like aesthetic on your Instagrams. Like, you guys are always near the water. It's like always so blue and pretty. I'm like, oh my gosh, they're living their best life.
Yeah, we love the ocean. It's like our connection. It's like how our jewelry line is like founded on like ocean inspired things.
So tell me about your jewelry line. What kind of jewelry do you have?
Kind of like unisex jewelry. We try to not say this is women's or this is men's because we love to blur the lines of like masculinity and femininity. And I love wearing men's jewelry. And so it's kind of just like unisex jewelry, but we focus it all around like things that are like nautical and like around the ocean. We have like shark's teeth and like fish hooks. And we do a lot of like anchor chains and like anchor pendants. So it's just all things ocean. And I just feel like it's kind of just like a reflection of me and who me and Tyler are as people.
I love that. So you guys started that together?
Yeah. So I actually started working on the company 7 years ago, back in 2013. And I pretty much had everything like in place. And a lot of the pieces I had carved myself out of wax and had them cast into metal. And so I had all these pieces that were like ready to be put into manufacturing, but I never did it because I had another business at the time that took off and I couldn't handle that one on my own. So this one kind of just got pushed into the back burner. And then me and Tyler were sitting at home one day after Big Brother. We were like, I was like, I have this business in the closet. You want to see it? And like, we pulled it out and Tyler was like, this is amazing. Let's do this. And so we just like kind of just dove full speed ahead into our jewelry company. And he's really like, I didn't know how into it he was going to be because it's jewelry and that's kind of like a women's thing, but he is so involved and he loves it so much. It's so cute to like see him get excited about like jewelry.
Oh, I love that for y'all. I'm going to have to check it out and get some.
We'll send you some stuff. Shoot me your address after this and I'll send you like a little care package of all knot and chain things. These are two of the things right now. This is a Figaro choker and this is like a tiny one.
I love that. I love that so much.
Yeah, just like easy stuff you can just like live in every day and like not take off.
That's what I like. I like the stuff I can just live in. And something like that just really elevates a look. Like if I had that on right now with this robe, I would look cool.
Yeah, totally. 1,000%.
So you have that. And then I know that you have a cookbook out because I just bought it.
Really?
Yes, I went to your like plant-based kitchen Instagram. Uh-huh. And I was like, this is vegan. And then I called my friend and I literally said, oh my God, check out this Instagram right now. I said, I'm about to go vegan. I was like, this is making me want to go vegan right now. It all looks so good.
Music to my ears.
Aw, what made you like start doing that? I read also, like, I think it's an excerpt from the book that got emailed over to me. And it was saying that like 7 years ago, you randomly went vegan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I picked up a book that I didn't know was about veganism. And I just like devoured this book. Like it was just the most interesting thing I'd ever read. And it pretty much negated everything that I had believed to be true about like diet and nutrition because I was a former professional athlete. I was training for the Olympics in the pole vault. And so I just went vegan, just like totally dove into it. And it changed my body. It changed like the mental clarity of my mind. My injuries were getting better. Like I had less inflammation. I was recovering from workouts faster. And I was like, okay, there's something about this vegan stuff. Like this is the real deal. And so like I had a really hard time staying with that vegan diet because it's not easy, especially when you don't have a support system and you don't know like what kind of foods to eat or like you don't have like a good like recipe, like cycle, like rotation that you can go to. And so I was vegan on and off for 7 years. I would do it for a month, then I would go off of it. I'd do it for a month and then go off of it. And then in December, I went vegan again and I was like, I gotta stick with it this time. And then we started watching all these documentaries and like learning more about veganism. And there's just so many more reasons to be vegan other than like dietary reasons. There's our planet that we're destroying with animal farming. There's, you know, animal rights, like animals are being slaughtered in mass numbers. And like, it's terrible when you really like dig into it. And when you go vegan, you start putting faces with your food, and that's what really gets you. And once you get to the point where you like you look at a piece of bacon and you see like a little piglet, that's when you can never go back.
Oh my gosh, this is so interesting to me. So whenever you say that your mental state changed, like what did you feel differently? Like what were some of the things that changed?
Well, I felt just like the best way I can describe it is that I just felt so much mental clarity. Just like my thoughts were clear. When I would sit down to write an email, I wouldn't really have to think about what I wanted to say. I would just sit there and I would just type and everything would just come from my brain out And there wasn't a lot of like, you know, trying to find the words or like search for how I'm what I'm wanting to say. It just, things were crystal clear. And like, I was like, this, there's something different. Like I can articulate myself better. I can work better. I'm more productive. It was just so many things changed from my mind to like my body. Like everything just did like a 360. It's really crazy. Like when you go full vegan the right way, when you're eating like whole foods and like the healthy vegan way, not just eating like Impossible Burgers, it really changes your whole world.
That's so interesting. I need that in my life. Like I'm really trying to hop on this vegan thing. I think I'm going to like try like a little bit of like, you know, try some stuff at first and then see if I can like slowly transition into it, because I'm a carnivore and I would like to not be, and I would like to have mental clarity like that. That sounds wonderful. I'm a mess over here.
Oh my gosh. No, you're not. You're literally so put together. But that's the thing. It's like my cookbook is meant for people that just kind of want to like test the waters. Like maybe you're just like a meatless Monday type and you just wanted like, you want a recipe book that you could make a recipe out of every Monday for your family that like, you know, your kids are going to eat too. Like there's chicken pot pie, there's pizza, there's macaroni and cheese. There's literally all of your favorite like American comfort foods made vegan.
You just named some of my favorite foods already. So I'm excited. So vegan, how is vegan cheese? I've never had vegan cheese and I've always been scared of it.
Really good, but you have to make sure you're getting the right brands. Daya brand is really good. D-A-Y-I-A. Amazing. And then you can also make vegan cheese out of cashews. You soak the cashews to get them soft and you pulverize them in like a Vitamix or a blender. And then you add some other like ingredients in them. It's not hard to do. And it makes just like the creamiest cheese. And sometimes some people say it doesn't taste like authentic cheese, but it tastes amazing. Like whether you think it tastes like cheese or not, it still tastes freaking amazing.
I love cashews. Does it have like a cashew like kick to it?
I mean, a little bit. It has like that kind of like a cashewish aftertaste. Is that even a word? Cashewish?
I like it. Well, I'm excited to try it. So how do you, if you feel like you're craving something that isn't part of your diet, how do you stay on track? How do you resist?
You know, what's weird is that the things that I crave have changed so much. I used to crave chocolate and ice cream and sugar and like jelly beans at night. And night was really like my time that I like couldn't control myself when I was a carnivore. And then once I went vegan, I don't crave that kind of stuff anymore. I literally will crave like avocados. Like I crave just like weird, healthy things. I crave like a big like pile of like roasted vegetables. Like that's the only thing that I like want to eat. It's just weird. Your whole body does a 360. Your brain like readjusts and like realigns. It's bizarre. Like I don't even want ice cream anymore ever. I don't even think about it.
Wow. I love that. Is Tyler vegan too?
Mm-hmm. Tyler's vegan.
Did you convert him?
I converted him and I feel really bad about converting him because right now he's literally starving in the house. They finally gave him some tofu and some chickpeas, but he was eating, it was funny, they were saying in the live feeds that he was making like a sandwich with peppers in it, like a pepper sandwich. Cody and Janelle were joking. They're like, Angela, come get your boy. He just ate a wrap with only hummus in it.
Aw, they need to be accommodating.
I know.
They need to get him some more stuff. I mean, it's all healthy stuff. They should all be eating it. He should convert all of them to be vegans.
You might. I think they gave him some like chickpeas, some like tempeh, tofu. And Tyler can cook. He's watched me long enough so that I've seen that he's really capable of cooking. And so I feel like if he starts cooking for like some of these house guests, they might be like, oh, wow, this vegan stuff is actually really good.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. That's a great idea. You are seriously such a good cook. I think probably every single one of your food posts. And then I went and looked at the stories, too. I'm telling you, I went into a rabbit hole. I was invested. I was like, this is the most amazing thing I've ever seen. And so what is like your favorite go-to vegan meal to make? That's maybe not too complex, but it's always super delicious that you think non-vegans could try and they would like it too.
My Bang Bang cauliflower is a major hit. I actually posted the recipe. It's on my plant-based page. So if you want to go get the recipe, it's on like the post of the Bang Bang cauliflower, or I'll just DM it to you later. But it's amazing. I've had so many people try it and like say, this is literally, they're like, I hate vegetables and I can eat this every day of my life. I'm like, wow, that's the best.
I think I remember seeing it and the caption was like, I could eat this literally every day or something like that. Oh, it looked good. And I love like all of your use with beets because I feel like people don't eat beets enough and I love beets.
They're so good. I freaking love beets. And they're so healthy.
Yeah, I love the earth taste, how it tastes like earthy.
Like dirt a little bit.
Yeah, like a little like dirt. For some reason, I like that.
A little dirty taste.
Would you ever like want to like open your own like restaurant or like do more with this? Like you're a vegan chef now.
I know. Isn't that weird to say I'm a vegan chef? Yeah. So it's like my dream. Me and Tyler have talked about it a lot to have like a vegan, fully vegan, plant-based restaurant. Tyler actually wrote that in his like introductory bio for Big Brother. Like if he won the money, he would help me start a vegan restaurant with it. Isn't that the cutest thing ever?
Yes, it's so cute. He needs to win now because I want to go to this restaurant. Where would you have it at?
I think in Florida. I don't think South Carolina is ready for plant-based yet, but yeah. I think Florida, I could see ourselves living part-time there. And I think that's a place that's more willing to try new things. And so I think South Florida would be like the perfect location.
I think that that would be good too. Cause like here in LA, I mean, you could have it here, but it's like so many competitors. Cause like, you know, everyone's trying to be vegan here and stuff. But yeah. Florida sounds good.
Yeah. You know what's crazy is that we weren't vegan when we were in LA. And now that we're in South Carolina, we're vegan. And we're like, damn it. It would have been so nice to be in vegan in LA.
I know. I swear everywhere's vegan. Like, or some kind of salad shop. Like my friends will like, well, before the pandemic, we would like go to lunch somewhere and they'd take me to like Sweet Green. And I was like, get me out of here. I ordered a chicken parmesan and it was a salad. I was so confused.
That's hilarious. I like Sweet Green, though. I love that place. I miss it.
Well, now I want to try it again because I've heard of like this one salad that they have that's like super, super good. My friend like makes her own version of it and like everyone's raving about it. It's like a harvest bowl or something.
Sounds amazing. I love anything harvesty, like roasted root vegetables.
Yes. So delicious. You said you had two businesses.
Well, I have this other business that I started long before Big Brother. It was kind of like my main income. And it's a handmade home decor business. We basically, we take people's information. Like if so-and-so just bought a new home in South Carolina, we actually take a map, we source maps out and we'll zoom in to the actual address and we'll print that map out on like this really nice, like, archival paper. And we'll like inlay it with another piece of paper that's the shape of a house. And it'll be like a map in the shape of a house with like a little heart around their address. And it'll be like, Tara and Sam, our first home established 2018. And it'll be like framed and matted. And it's just like little like housewarming gifts kind of things. We work with a lot of real estate agencies that give them as closing gifts too, which is really cool.
Oh, I love that. I love home decor. I used to be a design studio specialist at Pottery Barn, but they deemed me an interior designer, like on The Bachelor. It said like my title, my job was interior designer. And I was like, that's hilarious. I work at retail.
I love Pottery Barn. They have the best furniture.
They really do. My bed right now, Pottery Barn, everything you see here is Pottery Barn. I love it so much. But so that's cool. Where can I like check out this business?
It's called Papered Moments, P-A-P-E-R-D. And then Moments, MOMENTS.com. And I started on Etsy and then I kind of branched off to my own website. And so we still sell on Etsy and I still have my website too.
Okay. Well, I'll definitely check it out and I'll have to get something.
Yeah. If you want something, let me know. It's for free.
Oh, you're so sweet. I want to support you though too, you know?
I know. It's for free.
I know. I ordered your hardback copy of your book. I was like so excited. I was like, I can't wait. I'm going to like put this in my kitchen. And then I was like, is that going to be weird if I've got Angela's face in my kitchen? What if she comes over one day?
I mean, it's not the weirdest thing. I have like Bobby Flay in my kitchen. So
true that. How did you learn how to cook so well too, by the way?
Actually, I just loved Food Network when I was a little kid. Like when I was 5 years old, I was just glued to watching people cook on TV. I just had such an infatuation with it. It's weird. But I guess like, you know, when you're a kid, you're like a sponge. So I just like absorbed everything. And so when I went to try it myself, it just like made sense to me.
I love that. I love the Food Network too. Now I want to like put on the Food Network, look at one of your recipes, go to the grocery store and make myself a nice dinner.
Do it tonight. Make the Bang Bang cauliflower. You will not be disappointed. I promise.
Okay. I'm going to do it. And I'm going to send you a picture of it.
Yes, please. That makes me so happy.
Yes, I got so engulfed with it. I'm so excited. But All right. I think it's time for me to wrap it up. So thank you so much, Angela. I loved this chat.
Me too. This was so fun.
Yeah, I wish I could keep going. You have a seriously awesome Instagram, and everyone should go check it out. So what is your handle?
My Instagram is at Angela Rummins, and then my food Instagram is at Angela's_plant-based kitchen.
Yes, so definitely check out her personal Instagram. It's super amazing aesthetic, very inspiring. And then check out her plant-based kitchen one, because you will get hungry looking at it, and it's very interesting. Make sure you watch her lovely boyfriend, Tyler, on Big Brother.
Yes, root for him.
Yes, I'm not sure what days it comes on. I think it's Sunday, Thursday, Wednesday, Thursday?
Yeah.
Sunday, Wednesday, Thursday. Yeah, check it out. It's very entertaining. And make sure you check out Angela's jewelry and her home decor stuff, too. She got it all. You are so, so, like, productive and so, like, what is the word I'm trying to think
of? Diversified.
Diversified. You are just on your shit.
Oh, thank you. I try. I work hard.
Yeah, it's inspiring. All right. Thank you, Angela.
Thanks. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Bye.
Bye.